Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Pei Vav, mitzvah 486. As we continue here, the last couple of mitzvahs in Parshas Re'eh, today's Isser is the Isser of leaving over for the Karban Chagiga that is brought on Erev Pesach, along with the Karban Pesach. Says the Torah, here again in the laning for one of the days of Chagim, Shamar es Chodesh Aviv, guard Pesach, v'yasisa Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, ki b'chodesh Aviv, because during that season, Hashem took us at you out of Mitzrayim. Lo sochal alav chametz, so we already said last time, that means, don't eat on it, on the Karban Pesach chametz. Don't eat chametz on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, that's already in Isser D'Araisa. We said that the Rambam and the Chinuch Chol, you get Malkus for that, there's a separate losasei. Tochal alav matzos lechem oni, ki b'chibazon yatzos am Erev Mitzrayim, because you went out quickly from Mitzrayim. Fine, that's why you have a mitzvah of eating matzah and an isser of eating chametz. Then the Torah adds, the isser of Bal Yeraah. So that we already counted back in Sefer Shmos, Bal Yeraah and Bal Yematzeh. But the second half of the pasuk is the chiddush here. As we know, Sefer Dvarim, as the Ramban writes and the other Mefarshim in their Hakdamah to Dvarim write, Dvarim will have some repeat mitzvos, but even in the repeat mitzvos, there will be some chidushim of details within the mitzvah. That doesn't mean that these details weren't given earlier by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't explicitly stated in the Torah earlier for whatever reason. So here we have the additional point. So here's one of them. Says the Torah, "V'lo yalin min habasar, do not leave over from the basar asher tizbach ba'erev ba'yom arishon." Laboker. Don't lead over from the basar that you shech ba'erev that night by Yom HaRishon Laboker. So what is that referring to? Of Lo Sullen, says Rashi, Azhara Lo Mosir B'Pesach Doros. That's an Azhara to leaving over Karban Pesach L'Doros. V'Yom Rishon Amar Kanu Yudalad B'Nisan. That's the 14th day of Nisan. That's what Yom Rishon means, as we know. Chazal also learn from here, Rashi continues, that Ba'erev Ba'yom HaRishon Davar Acher B'Chagigas Yudalad HaKazim Adaber. And that's what we're referring to here. There are two types of Karban Chagigas. There's a Chagiga that's brought on Yontif itself. That's a chova that we'll get to. We're going to have the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif in a couple of days, Be'ez Hashem. And today, we're going to discuss the Chagigas Yudalad, a special carbon that is brought along with the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Not always brought, as we'll see, but it could be brought. Bechagigas Yudalad HaKazim Adaber, v'limeid aleha sh'ne'achelas l'shtei yamim. And we learn from here that it can be eaten for 2 days. It's just like, even though it's teed up with the Karban Pesach, it's just like other carbon shlamim, and therefore the chagiga yedala can be eaten for 2 days. V'harishon amar kan v'yantav rishon akazim adaber v'chulu v'chem hashmos hamikra. And this is how you should understand the pasuk, says Rashi. Basar chagiga asher tizlach ba'erev, the basar of the chagiga that you bring along with the carbon pesach, lo yalin b'yantav rishon ad bokro shel shedi. Don't leave it over so long. Meaning the same halacha that it has with the regular carbon shlamim. Good. So now let's see the Sefer Chinuch as he codifies this mitzvah. Again, the Isser. We've had a couple of Issurim related to this already. We have the Isser of Nosar already in general by other Karbanos. We have the Isser, the mitzvah of what do I do with Nosar? If I left it over, I have to burn it. Mrs. Aseh Daraisa. Here is the specific Isser of leaving over from the Karban Chagiga that is brought along with the Karban Pesach. Why is it brought at all? So we'll have to see. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Shlo lahosir davar mi basar chagigas arbasar ad yom shlishi. Not to leave anything over, any flesh over, right? Leaving over bones, leaving over inedible parts of the animal is not a problem. But the Isser is to leave over from the basar until the third day. Meaning, if Erev Pesach is on a Monday, Erev Pesach is on a Monday, so that Monday is day one. Tuesday is day two, and then Wednesday morning, I can't leave it over to Wednesday morning. That's the carbon that's brought with the Karban Pesach. Again, this is not the regular Karban Chagiga. That's a separate mitzvah that's brought on Yontif itself, on all three Chagim. But this is talking about a specific Karban Chagiga that's brought along with Karban Pesach. Ela yochal kulo b'toch shnei ayamim, shem arba asar v'chamisha asar. It has to be eaten day, night, day, like other Karbanos shlamim. Valzeh nemar, v'lo yalim and abasar. Here can't be eaten for the first day, because it's with Karban Pesach. Asher tizlach ba'er b'yam rishon laboker. And we learn b'misora that this is talking about the Chagigas Yudalid, as it's called. Klomar, she'avim ha'pesach Karban acher, l'chagiga, klomar l'harbos ha'simcha. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Pesachim that this this carbon is not a chiyuv like the other carbon chagiga. Says the Mishnah, Daf Samach Tes Mabeis. E masai mevi chagiga imo. When do I bring an extra, another a special carbon chagiga with the carbon Pesach? Bizman shu baba, chol number one, weekday. This chagigas yudalit is not docha Shabbos, even though carbon Pesach is docha Shabbos, but this carbon chagiga that goes along with the carbon Pesach is not docha Shabbos. Bitara. Even though Karan Pesach could be brought bitumah under certain circumstances, tumah hutra b'tzibur, that does not apply to the chagiga. Ubimuat. And also, if you don't have enough Pesach to eat, then you bring this in order to help you get to the state of satiation, as we'll mention. Ubizmachu babashabis, bimaruba, ubituma, aimavinimbo chagiga. But when any of these apply, any one of them, if it's Shabbos or it's tumah, or there's plenty of Karan Pesach to go around, you have a small group and a big sheep, so you do not have to bring the carbon chagigas yudalan. Chagiga, and also the Mishnah adds, chagiga abba minatzonu minabakar minakfasim minaizim minazachar minanakevas. And it could be in sheep, cattle, you can bring your carbon chagiga from anything. Males, females, v'nechelos l'sheyam v'alaylachad. As we paskin, you could eat it for 2 days and one night like a regular carbon shlomim. What's the emphasis of this Mishnah? There is another Tana out there, and that's the Tana of Ben Tema. Ben Tema says that this Chagigas Yudalid is subject to the same exact rules as the Karban Pesach itself. Because the question that, lundus-wise, that we have to ask in this regarding the Chagigas Yudalid, which our mitzvah is about, is what is it more connected to? Is it more connected to the Karban Pesach, which it is a team with? Or is a Shlamim, it's a Karban Chagiga, so does it have regular rules of Shlamim? Does it have the regular rules of Karban Pesach? That's the Machlokas Tanoim. We generally hold it's more like a Shlamim. And that's why how you prepare it, then how long you have to eat it, v'chulu. The Gemara there on Daf Ayin discusses that Ben Teba says it can only be eaten for a day and a night. And it only can be, maybe it has to be roasted. Only roasted, right? And then it has to be, it's not bin abakar min atzon. Right, he would argue with our Mishnah. All of these halachas, rather, are you allowed to break the bone of a carbon chagigas yudalid? That's the Gemara Safik here on Daf Ayin, meaning how far does Ben Tema go? But either way, that's the Shita Ben Tema, who we don't paskin like. We paskin that the carbon chagiga that goes along with the carbon Pesach is subject to regular rules of the Shlamim. There's an interesting question that is mentioned by the Chashuke Chemet, Rav Zilberstein, in his commentary on Psachim there. They quote this Shaila. Shaila, there was a case. Jews were stuck in India. Yehudim and Nimsam Bahodu. Bimakomo Shapari Avadazar Shalem. And as we know in India, cows are their gods. Cows, holy cow. That's where it comes from. Cows are their gods. They walk around streets. You can't touch a cow. Cows walk around the streets, do whatever they want. And some of them have like all this jewelry on them. They're the holy cows. V'yecholim lishcho lecho keves. And the question is, Pesach. What do you use for Karban Pesach? So Karban Pesach, you can't use a para, right? You have to use a sheep. V'yecholim lishcho lecho keves. V'yecholim gam lishcho lecho para. It's not Pesach, right? Is there any kiyum to shech the para? Hayim yesh mitzvah lecho dafka para v'lo keves. Kedei levazos es Eloheihem. Obviously, in the case where there's no sakana stafashus, but, or you say no, shema ein ze roilis garosim momos olam afshim ovdi avodazara. That's the shaila. In the days of Mitzrayim, we were commanded dafka to take the gedikar and Pesach to show the Mitzrayim that their God is nothing and we're shechting it. But what is man is that? Is there any kiyum to do that if, again, if there's no pikuach nefesh, to take a cow and shafka shech the cow and not a gedi? So he says, well, let's look in Psachim Samach Tes. What did it talk about there? The carbon chagiga could be whatever you want. What do you mean whatever you want? Why don't we say take a gedi? Just like carbon Pesach has to be with a gedi because we're uprooting and showing that the Mitzriim are wrong. So why don't we say, you know, take another gedi? And that's the Rishash's ha'ara here too. What do you see from here? It must be, it's a unique din of carbon Pesach. El lamanu sharak abi carbon Pesach. Mitzvah mena mahadrin lohavitzle. V'lo b'shar karbanos, kigon chagigas yudaladim kein, ein mitzvah lishcho para b'hodu. There's no mitzvah. Rak b'karan Pesach, it's a special din of Karan Pesach to show the Mitzriim that they were wrong. Ulam, but then he goes back, as he always does, he says, Ulam yesh litzchos, maybe not, kiva de chagiga kriva b'beis ha-migdash. Maybe the chagiga is different, because the chagiga is brought in the beis ha-migdash, nobody sees it. So there's no mitzvah. Mashenkin, if you're in India, and they see you shech the cow, I don't know if it's against the law or not, Ulam yesh mitzvah lishchot, maybe there is a good time. So either way, Tzarachian, he tries to bring a raya from the fact that we paskin against Ben Tema. We paskin that the Chagigas Yudalid is allowed to be from any animal you want. But either way, today's Isser is leaving over. We had a separate Isser earlier, leaving over Karban Pesach. But here we have the separate Isser of leaving over Chagigas Yudalid. Good. What is the purpose of Chagigas Yudalid? Why do you bring a Chagigas Yudalid? Why do we need that animal? So that we'll have to see. It's a Rishus, right? As we just said, if it's Shabbos or it's Merubah or it's Tumah, then you don't have to bring this animal. So let's first see the Hashkafa, and then we'll get to some of the Halachas. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Umisharshiyah Mitzvah Yisoda Kavu Alanu. What's the Yisoda of this Mitzvah? B'mitzvah Zinyan HaPesach. This is connected to Karban Pesach, and this is, as we'll see, what allows us to eat the Karban Pesach properly. Shehi Mitzvah Gedola V'Yisod Chazak B'Torah Seinu. It is a Mitzvah Gedola, and it's a strong Yisod. Alkein Nisavinu Lasoz Yom Shchitasu Yom Simcha. The day that we shechted Erev Pesach. And the simcha is only complete with ribui basar, as we know. Ein simcha el b'basar, ein simcha el b'yayin. We've discussed in the past, we've touched on the discussion of the poskim. What if somebody doesn't like meat? So, bismana mikdash, you got to eat the carbon. There's no choice. You got to eat something. What if bismana says, is there any kiyum? Does one have to force themselves to have beef or steak if they don't like it? What if they like chicken? What if they like chicken? What if they like fish? Is there any reason they have to force themselves? Rav Sternbach, in his first tshuva in Chelek Zayin, Mitzvah Simcha Bizman Azeh Bachilas Basav Shdias Yayin. So first, obviously, he quotes the Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, whether there's a Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif De'oraisa Bizman Azeh. Bali Tosfos say in a number of places, Chagig and elsewhere, that no, there's no Mitzvah today Bizman Azeh. Ein Simcha Elba Bisar Kachim. So Bizman Azeh is all the Rabbanan. And the Rambam says no. It's Daraisa today. And we've discussed Reb Chaim in the past. Maybe there are two types of simcha, but one of them, just doing what you feel good, buying your wife jewelry, getting candy for the kids, that is all simchas yantif. Bizman hazeh. So the end of that piece in Kuf Yud Aleph says the Amoadim Uzmanim Nira. Shim Sameach Yoser Bibsar Oaf. Mitzvah Sohi Bibsar Oaf. Hov Samach Bof Hazeh. If you like chicken more, have chicken. Degam Bibasar Behema. Ain Etzleinu Kia Mitzvah Simcha Ladina de Gemara. Even Basar Behema, what the real source is outside of Karbanos. Kivin Sha'amru Yomayim Yashchita, maybe it only has to be fresh the day or two after Shchita, which we get it later anyway. V'lachei Nirashim Samach Ba'ov Tvei, She'yochal Basar Ov, Yismach Atzmo Bazeh B'chag. V'im Basar Behema No'alo, V'yisalach Bo Yoser, Yiknev Yochal Basar Behema B'yotav. Whatever you enjoy more, so that is all. They quote to the footnote that somebody once told him, by a wedding, you have to have Basar Ov, behema, beef, and not chicken, and he doesn't know what the guy was talking about. What do you mean? They have a simcha, that's even different. That's just simcha chasad v'kala, to be misameach them, not so much for you to be besimcha. So why should you have to have beef? Either way, that's what it says here, that ribui basar brings simcha, palamaisa. If any other way brings you simcha, that's also a kiyum. Vayter, v'zeo shenitztavinu, shlo hoser klal mikol basar anishcha lekvot simchas haPesach. This is what we're commanded, not to leave over for any of the carbon that's brought along with the Karban Pesach ad yom shlishi. Rather, eat it right away. Yochal kulo biyomo, laharbos bo gila v'sova v'smachos. Show that you love it, show that it's great. So even one might say that there's a kiyum to eat it that night, or at least the first day. We know the Ramban tells us, the Ramban has the amazing Ha'ara in Parshas Tzav, that even by a regular Shlomim, we know you can eat it for day, night, day. But the Torah calls the second day the allowance. It says, Vahanosar, whatever's left over, the day till you're allowed to eat. That's why the Ramban says, when you have a carbon Shlomim, you shouldn't say, okay, I'll eat half today, half tomorrow. You should eat as much as you can today. There's a reason back to even the mitzvahs. Whatever's left over, b'diavad, you can eat it on day two. But really, it's supposed to be eaten the first day. So maybe here too, one would say, the lechanchila, one is supposed to eat the karmach hagiga the first night, the first day, and not to leave it over, even though you have that allowance. What's the message of the Isser of Nosar, besides the connection to Karban Pesach? He says, look what I wrote back in Parshas Tzav. So we do, and it's been a while. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes two ideas there, if you remember, for the Isser of Nosar. Why is there an Isser to leave over Karbanos? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. In mitzvah, kuf mem gimel, number one, lefi, sheteva kol basar, it's related to the isser of nosar and the mitzvah of burning nosar. Right? I shouldn't leave it over because then I'm going to have to burn it. So what's the message? Number one, sheteva kol basar lihi paseid b'shehia, v'lav l'di yisirchon. Things rot over time. And therefore, what's going to happen? This karban is going to be left over. You're going to look at it as leftovers. You're not going to like it. You're going to look at it as something lowly. We don't want you to look at karbanos in that way. And that's why finish it today. So there's no leftovers. So you don't have to have the comment of, oh, we had it already. No. Finish it the first day. Number one. Number two, the second message is a symbol of bitachon. Bitachon meaning eat. Eat today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Hashem will give you more tomorrow. You don't have to worry. Shalo ye adam chonek atzmo b'ma'achalo. I won't eat today. Yoser midai lahatznio liyom machar. Because I need to save it. Hashem says, eat today. Eat today and you'll have what you need for tomorrow. Right? That's bitachon. That's the message of the mon. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the mon, you know, once a year. Right? He gave it to us one day at a time. So that we always had to have bitachon. We always had to look up to him. Look up to Shemayim. In order to hope that the man was going to fall tomorrow. Good. So now let's get to, what's the purpose of this chagiga? We've spoken about it. Why do you bring this chagiga? So the simple pshat of this chagiga, why does chagiga sidal brought? So that one eats the Karban Pesach al hasova. As we know, it's a special din by Karban Pesach. Maybe some Rishonim say it applies to other karbanos, but for sure by Karban Pesach, you have to eat the Karban Pesach as you become satiated. You can't eat it at the beginning of the meal, ravenously, right? The afikomen. You have to eat the Karban Pesach at the end of the meal, not after I'm full, totally, because that's what's called achila gasa, right? That is totally overeating. Karban Pesach, we are not supposed to overeat. It's supposed to bring us to satiation. That's the Karban Pesach. But what if I have a big family and I have one sheep? And getting a kezias, everybody getting a kezias of this, is not going to work. It's not going to fill us up. Ah, that's why there's a mitzvah of chagigas yudalet. If you foresee that you're not going to be able to be full by the time you eat your kezias of Karban Pesach, so that's why you have the option of bringing a chagigas yudalet in order to help you become almost full, so that then you can eat the Karban Pesach. Right? That is what the Gemara says in Pesachim. The idea that, even just the next step, is the whole idea of eating it al hasova, that itself is a machlokas. Pasha, this is in Daraisa, according to the Bavli. This is Yerushalmi. Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi, in Pesachim Daf Ayin, where Tosfos says, maybe the whole idea of al hasova is a din derabanan in order to make sure that you don't break the bones. Because if you eat something ravenously at the beginning of your meal, there's a good chance you might break the bones. Karban Pesach is a very young animal, it's very soft bones. But when it comes to al hasova, you're already full, you're eating much slower. So that the Tosfos, according to Yerushalmi, there in Daf Ayin says maybe the whole idea of Alasova is a gzeira derabanan or takana derabanan gzeira mishum shviras etzem. Very interesting suggestion that Tosfos says. Reb Chaim in the Grach Alashas in Os Chafei, he discusses that even if you want to say the Alasova idea applies to other karbanos, there's something special about it when it comes to Karban Pesach. Because when it comes to other karbanos, maybe it only applies to Kohanim. It does not apply to Bailim, for sure. Masha'enkin, by Karban Pesach, it applies to Bailim as well, for sure. Bechilas Pesach, u'din miyuchad, mikra, devachluas habasar, u'be'emes, reish perak yur, mihilkot maisa karbanos, lo huzgar, she mitzvah say b'achila. Only achilas Kohanim by karbanos, but by Karban Pesach, it's a special din that we have, al ha'suva. Good, that's chagigas. Chagigas Yudalet, again, Chagigas Yudalet is shechted, it's patterned after the Karban Pesach, but not exactly. Like we have the Machlokas, Ben Tema, and the Rabbanan. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Hei quotes the Suffolk of the Mishnah Lamelech, who says something that is not clear in the Gemara. The Gemara asks a lot of questions. What about roasted? What about breaking bones? So the Mishnah Lamelech says, what about, we know, Karban Pesach is the only Karban the entire year that is the exception to the rule, it's brought after the Karban Tamid. Usually the Karban Tamid are the two poles, first and last Karban brought every day. Karban Pesach is an exception. Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid. That's why we bump off the Karban Tamid we do earlier, so that Karban Pesach can be brought afterwards. What about the Chagigas Yudalet? According to Ben Tema, for sure you have the question. But even according to the Rabbanan, do we say that the Chagigas Yudalet also is brought after the Tamid? He says, I'm not sure. That's not clear in the Gemara. So I'm not sure. He just throws up his hands. The old Minchas Chinuch in Osei just quotes that suffix. Good. Finishing up the Sefer Chinuch. V'yover al zeh. V'hosir klub. I'll go back for a minute. V'rohagis mitzvah zu bizman abayis. B'zachar v'nekevus. Mitzvah applies, obviously, only with the base of Mikdash. When we're bringing karbanos. Shafilu nashim chayavas b'shal meisimcha. This is an isser. All these serum apply to women. So women are included in this isser, even though it's time-bound. Because women are included in all those assays. Avalish is my grandma. The overall day, if somebody violates this, the hosir klum, mechagiga zulium shlishi, if somebody leaves it over, then they're mechuyev to burn it afterwards, like regular nosar, but there is no malchus. Ein chayim malchus balavze. Why is there no malchus? Shehu nitak la'aseh. As we know, we paskin machlokas tanoim in makas davdalad. Whether you get malchus for a lava nitak lase, Rabbi Kiva says yes, but we paskin no. We paskin one does not get malchus for a lav that can be fixed by an ase. Why? Why don't we get malchus for that? One of two reasons. Either the Gemara says in Maseches Makas also, it's not dumya delav tachasima. In order to get malchus, one has to be similar. The mitzvah of malchus is written right next to the isra of muzzling. So only malchus for isurim that are similar to the isra of muzzling. Muzzling is not a lav nitak lase. So therefore, anything that is a lav nitak lase is not similar to it, and therefore you don't get malchus. Number one. Rashi in Makas has another lashon. Rashi seems to say it's a svara, not based on a pasuk. Rashi in Makas enough tezvav ben aleph. Rashi says, Yesh, we find it. Ha'asei tikuno shel lavu ve'ein alav talui bebitol ha'asei shemisha she'aver halav nigmar aval ha'asei nitan la'akora malchus. The asei, usually we say malchus is a punishment. So here says Rashi, the asei removes the iser. And if it removes the issa, then mamelo, you don't need any punishment anymore. The assay is misaki. You don't need malchus to be misaki. The assay itself is misaki, which relates to a big sugi in the achronim. After I do the assay, so am I? There's no tshuva anymore that I need? On Yom Kippur, I don't have to have this aveira in mind. I stole money, and then I return the money. That's a lav nitak assay. So on that Yom Kippur, I don't have to do alchay that I stole. Right? I already returned it. Or I say, no, of course you do. You're not going to get malchus, because there's another way out. But of course you have to bang alchay. So that's a big. That's an important discussion. It's connected is somebody who's lav nitak lase, somebody who violates, is he pasul la'edus? We know anybody who does an aveira that's chayiv malchus or worse is pasul la'edus. What about a lav nitak lase? If you look in the first tumim in Siman Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, the first tumim says, of course he's pasul la'edus. A lav nitak lase and a lav shenitak lase. He says bezdin. All of these. The only one that is less severe is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Because that's inherently weaker because you didn't do an action. But all the other ones are very strong. For technical reasons, you don't get malchus. But either way, you're not going to get malchus this iser either because it's a lav hanitak la'ase. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue next time with another mitzvah related to karbanos, the iser of bringing a karban Pesach on a bama. Okay, we'll stop here.